What were your thoughts about Tom Lynch's follow-up discussion to your presentation in general, and also specifically his thought that in BEV-eligible patients, he was going to still use BEV as opposed to cetuximab?
I think he did an excellent job. I very much enjoyed all his questions that he raised, and I think it was really a very done discussion of the trial. However, there are a few points which I not quite agree with him. I was wondering, that's what exactly you refer, why he could state that adenocarcinomas should still be treated with bevacizumab and that the data for cetuximab are not there, because we have clearly demonstrated that the outcome, at least in the subgroup analysis, that the outcome in patients of Caucasian ethnicity and with adenocarcinomas are pretty much in the range that we received in the ECOG trial, and that has been shown also in a much broader patient population with adenocarcinoma. So we did not pre-select. So I certainly, if somebody thinks, okay, he wants to use carboplatin plus bevacizumab based on an ECOG trial, it's his decision, so it's fine. But I would not say that these patients are not candidates for cisplatin-based chemo plus minus cetuximab, or if you want carboplatin-based chemo plus minus cetuximab. So I disagreed on this, but that was the main disagreement.